Morning, Tom. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
That is good. Do you get sentimental at all? The last Group 1 running you're going to have, and ironically, it's Sosibon in the Stradbroke on Saturday after 25 years of working with the Lindsay Park team. How will you feel when Sosibon goes to the barrier on Saturday?
Yeah, look, he's a horse that certainly we're proud of. It'll be a little bit different. Obviously, in Victoria, we're unable to get up there, but so won't be able to be on course. But, you know, he's a horse that we deliberately targeted for the Queensland Carnival, and he's running the Kingford Smith. We drew an inside gate, and he's probably fell into the trap of riding him forward, which he did win the mile race at Caulfield leading, but it was a totally different tempo. So back to the 1300 and the pressure, and just had him out of his comfort zone. So he's beaten 3.8 lengths, and I think that in the Saturday in the Stradbroke, we've actually drawn barrier 9, which would suit Sosibon because you can let him balance up and hopefully he'll get dragged into it. So the horse is in good shape, but a 50-1 shot, I'm not oozing confidence of another Group 1 victory.
Well, it'll be another remarkable chapter if your final Group 1 for the Hayes dynasty was Sosibon on Saturday, and that would make it 20 Group 1s. What was your first Group 1 that you had in partnership with David Hayes and then, of course, with Ben?
With David, it was Spillway in the Australian Cup, and we quinellaed the race with Extra Zero. So that was one that I'll always remember, and he was a funny horse, Spillway. We were trying to qualify him in the spring, and he had a frustrating spring, and then he put it all together in the autumn. So that was a sense of achievement when we did that.
You've only got a couple of more months now before you start in your own right from the start of the new season. How are you combining setting up your own stable and finishing up with Lindsay Park?
I'm very much just focusing on Lindsay Park at present until I finish, and you know, we're still busy, although we're heading into winter. There's plenty to do, so I haven't concreted any plans yet. I'm sort of looking at the Warrnambool area, but we haven't locked anything in at this stage, so I'm planning at the end of the season just to take things quietly for a bit, and hopefully things will start to fall into place.
What are you looking at for your first facility? How many boxes would you love to start with?
I'm looking at around that sort of 40 to 50 mark. And it'll be a gradual build up. Obviously, I'm sort of starting with not walking into a stable an existing stable. So it'll be a bit of a building phase. But I'm looking forward to, you know, being my own man again for a while. And for my family, I think it'll be an exciting new chapter.
So how long could we expect it to be until we see a runner in your own name in the new season if you've got to finalise your boxes and set things up?
Yes, look, I think it won't put a time frame on it. I wouldn't expect much, in the spring. I think we'll probably be hopefully gearing up through that phase, and then by the end of the year or the new year, hopefully I'll be operational and got all my sort of infrastructure and staff and things in place, which I've been, chipping away at, but sort of there's nothing finalised at this stage.
It's a beautiful part of the world, Warrnambool, but how does the family go with some pretty cold mornings?
Oh, we're pretty well seasoned to it. We haven't locked in Warrnambool yet, but that's probably the leading the where we're we're looking at, and I think it's a great area for the horse, number one, and lifestyle wise, I think that the family should enjoy it there, and I think that, number one, if you look at the results of the Warrnambool trained horses, they always perform, well. It's an area that's consistently sort of churned out a lot of winners for many years. So that's what we're sort of thinking of, but haven't locked it away yet.
Well, it'll be good to see you training in your own right, but there is still unfinished business, as we touched on with Lindsay Park. And we've spoken about Saucy-Bon. Outside of Saucy-Bon, I see you've got a few horses entered for Ladbrokes, or the Hillside it is, on Saturday, including a horse called Fundraiser that goes around. Will Fundraiser race on Saturday?
What we've done, we've accepted with him at Swan Hill on Friday to kick off. So.
Okay.
He's in good shape, and he certainly won. Whether 1200 first up at Swan Hill might not be his go, but when you sort of see him in a 1400, I think he'll be, you know, he's in at a good time of year, so he seems to be going well.
Will you have many going to the Swan Hill Carnival?
We've got a few on the Friday, nothing on the Saturday, and a couple on the Sunday. So, yeah, it looks like they're going to get a little bit of rain, but nothing like that's going to help hit the rest of the state, so hopefully the track should be in reasonable condition there.
Does Pretty Little Lass go around in the Elvstrom?
Yes, she will. So she's in good form. She's coming off winning the Jetmar Classic at Wodonga, and she was quite green when she did that. So I think the 1300 should suit. And we were lucky enough to win that race last year with a horse called Rock the Ring. So it's a good race, and prize money for the Vobis horses is excellent. So hopefully she'll be in with a chance.
Who do you think's your best for the 3 days up at the hill?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think Pretty Little Lass is heading in the right way. If you watch her last start win, she was quite green. So if she puts it together, I think she'd be stiff not to be a top three chance. So, and then on Saturday, we'll only have a couple of runners at Sandown, but Exhalator looks to be going quite well. She's in a fillies and mares 1300.
And I see you've entered Zaidani up north. Has she made the trip up to Queensland as well on Saturday?
She has. So she's going to have a run at the Gold Coast on Saturday over 1800. And then there's a black type race for fillies and mares 2 weeks after that over 2100. So that's going to be her grand final. But I think she'd be pretty well placed at the Gold Coast on Saturday. Those fields aren't out yet, but Andrew Mallion will be riding her.
Yeah, she'd be pretty hard to beat on that run over at Morphettville at last start. You've scratched your one runner today, so we'll have to try and get a winner off you tomorrow. You've got a few going around at Ballarat, and just speaking of Ballarat, this big wet is expected to hit, so touching base with Paul Bloodworth this morning, he said that they'll make a decision a little later today whether that Ballarat meeting will be transferred over to the synthetic. That's why they restricted the field numbers to 12, so that all the horses will be able to move directly over to the synthetic. So we'll wait and see. Are you hoping it stays on the turf or synthetic tomorrow with your runners?
We're probably likely to have... We've got one in the two-year-old, and then we've got a mare called Bellex who is building up. She's in a 2,000, so she'll be suited at that distance. I would probably prefer it got switched to the synthetic, to be honest, than racing on a heavy 10 or something. For me, that would be my vote.
Yep. Well, it may well transpire the way the weather is looking today and tomorrow. Tom, enjoy watching your last Group 1 winner from, or runner, I should say, could be a winner, from Sandown on Saturday after 25 years with Lindsay Park. And when you make a decision, we'll find out where you'll be based, maybe Warrnambool, which is the favourite at the moment. Good luck over the weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.